We hear again the good news from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2. Following each section of the reading, we sing songs of Christmas joy, two verses for each song, echoing the sounds of the angels on that first Christmas night.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. A Christmas visit to the little town of Bethlehem by Reverend Philip Brooks of Pennsylvania in 1865 led to his writing of one of the most beloved of all Christmas hymns. We reflect on the importance of that special place. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Although Away in the Manger has been called Luther's cradle hymn by some people, its actual Lutheran connection comes from the fact that it was first published in a Lutheran Sunday school hymnal in Philadelphia in 1885. It was not translated into German until 1934, but since then has become a well-loved song by Christian people in the old world, as it is here in the new world.